ready.
Okay. Go ahead and call the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:16 p.m. on December 10th. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Eagle?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on November 27th. Was there any changes or corrections that need to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion and we approve the minutes as presented.
Abstain.
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry. Motion by Dan. I will second the motion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Dan and I vote for it, and Walt abstains. Next up is the fiber project, phase three approval. Sean?
Yes.
Fiber project, phase three approval.
Yes, phase three would be, Terry was the bid process, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a perfect bid process. And Spectrum is going to facilitate all of our bid, accepting our bid, and report that information back to us with who is the best going with for the laser, both the laser and the laser.
And you'll remember the last time when Spectrum was here, there was some information and stuff since that time that that the gentleman requested you to run through and stuff. Were there any issues you had, or were you okay to move into the next phase, to phase three? And that was, you said, the cost and the...
Yeah, that's the right, bid process.
Yeah. So hey, basically... Well,
I'm sorry. That's good. You had a question about the fiber... And I sent an email out to Rod and never got anything back from him. But since then, I've talked to Sean and he better explained, answered your question. That one he was asking about the conductivity of the...
Oh, yeah, it's an ADSS wire. It's dielectric, completely dielectric. So it's, you're able to place it within the working area of our power lines if we need to, which is a huge advantage if we get to a tight situation. We can actually put it into that area where our power lines are at.
So it's non-metallic.
Yep.
And my other challenge was with that was the obviously to attract light.
Yeah.
And so that's something we just clarified, mm-hmm. that it's non-metallic and it shouldn't be an issue. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, I am.
So are we all okay with them moving forward with phase three? And then you'll bring forward those bits... specs or the big proposals themselves, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, Spectrum will suggest both the labor and material vendors, and we'll bring those to you when we get those.
Put that into a motion.
Sure.
What's the price on that?
The price on that?
That will.
Is that the?
It's in the contract. I think it was $4,700.
Hey, I don't have.
$49,919 sound familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
phase three. You're in reference to the cost of the project coordination cost.
It would have been phase 3. It was $4,579. Yeah, I was going to say, I have this packet on my table back down in my office. So $4,579 is what it would be. So I will make a motion that we move on to, approve phase three for the fiber project.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions?
What's that?
All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Let's move on to phase three.
Just a note to that, Terry, and I think I did have a conversation with the school.
Oh, okay.
And I deferred Annie to Terry, and then if there was any interest that she worked through Terry.
Okay.
And okay. Sean, mm-hmm. if they was interested to...
Yeah, I
haven't. She has a map. I gave her only the map. I didn't give her any other document, just showing the layout. So,
great.
Okay.
Thanks, Walt. Next up is the Mutual Home Hold Harmless Agreement with REMC. Obviously, this is in regards to the Eagle Glen Loop. Marcia, I know you worked on that. Do you have any special...
They had requested, since we're putting, hopefully going to obtain easements out there, and Mike is going to work on that they be allowed to use the area as well. And I said, well, not without some sort of
agreement
regarding liability and usage of the area. So that's what this is.
Okay.
And I think, Mike, I think you already said that, they were okay with it, correct?
From my understanding, yeah. When they talked to Kevin Michael.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion that we approve the mutual hold harmless agreement as presented today.
Okay. I'll second it. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, police car quotes. Mr. Longenball.
Yes. We have reached out to three dealerships for quotes for the 2014 Dodge Chargers again. You see the numbers in front of you. O'Daniels in Fort Wayne, Thomas Dodge, which is in Highland, Indiana, and then Wabash Valley Chrysler. We did some comparisons. Michigan State Police does study on all different police-rated vehicles, Fords, Chevys, Dodges, and they do a comparison. They do speed test, braking test, all kinds of different testing, and that's kind of what we look at for these vehicles. Last year, we actually priced out the V8 Hemis in the Chargers. This year, we priced out the V6s. A lot of departments are going with the six cylinders now. In the test, really the only difference is you lose a little bit of top end speed with them and a little bit of the 0 to 60. It's you really don't lose much speed with these vehicles at all. What we do gain is the price is a little less with these vehicles, and we also gain a little bit with gas with miles per gallon, which I think could benefit us. So that's why we chose to bid out the V6 instead of the V8 Hemi. I don't think it'll make much difference to the way that we drive here in town. I think the V6s will be just fine. The only thing I don't have is I think I told you last time that what we've done in the past is we've purchased the vehicles and then had we've sold our vehicles that we're getting rid of by advertising them and have people we do a sealed, I guess, bid auction with Rosie. We can do that again with the three vehicles that we're going to get rid of, or we can get a hold of the dealerships and get traded value for those vehicles. We've got the information to the dealerships on year, make, model, mileage, the vehicles we're going to get rid of, but I don't have the trade-in numbers back yet from them. I'm still waiting to get those numbers back. The Daniels seem like that they may not necessarily need to see the vehicles. They just want to make it a picture and know the year and the miles to give us the value for trade-in. So we can go either way. We can purchase these and then sell the three vehicles like we had before, or we can wait and see what those trade-in numbers are and see if we want to trade them in. So,
what's the typical sealed bid? I know it's minimal.
It's kind of all over the place. The one we did sell last year, we received $2,000 for. That's a little higher than what we've got in the past.
If it values over $1,000, excuse me, you have to advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's under $1,000, you can take sealed bids. If it's over $1,000, either advertise it or trade it in.
And that's based on what dollar amount? I mean, is that based on? I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Is that based on the Kelley Blue Book value? Is that
they have to get a quote from the dealership?
Okay, so they get so either way they get a quote from the dealership, and we know how much that is. Okay.
If we do advertise them, well, we take it to a dealership first, and then they give us in writing how much they think the vehicle is worth. If it's over $1,000, which I believe these three would be over $1,000. Then Rosie advertises those vehicles and people can bid on them.
I think it's a cleaner deal if you just buy them straight out.
Okay.
Because you know you don't get nothing for a trade-in. It's just they just numbers on papers.
Sure.
And if it's not inconvenience to bid or to do the silent bid or whatever you do, I think we've been, you know, I think we have better cash, you may say. Mm-hmm. It's not just numbers on papers, so.
Sure.
That'd be my suggestion.
Okay.
I agree.
Sometimes can you merge those with the county auction? Or, I mean, talk, because I know the county has an auction once a year or twice a year, and you'll be surprised at the crowd that it draws.
Yeah, that could be. We've never tried that, but it doesn't mean that we can't try that.
It's just a thought.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put a reserve on it if we can't, if it's...
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, if you...
I'm trying to think how much... Last year, we got $2,000 for that car 11. The year before that, there was a car dealership in Chicago that...
They make taxis, or...
That I think they actually did buy it to be a taxi.
I think that's the guy that bought this one this year. Somehow, he got wind of it. A guy out of state. He was out of Chicago that bought that one.
That was the year before. Yeah, this year, it was a city employee that bought it this past time.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you sell?
Just one.
It sounds like it's pretty even. I mean,
yeah.
For catch 21, I mean.
Yeah. I do like Walt's idea. If there is a way that we can combine it with the city auction or with the county auction, and you know that, I mean, assuming that we don't have, you know, to pay any extra fees or whatever to the county.
Sure.
I mean, but I think if there's a crowd, there is maybe a more opportunity. I guess I would just ask that question then. In that same way that we would be okay from a State Board of Accounts perspective if we were to go through an auction versus a...
You can, it's just you're going to have to put a minimum bid on it.
Yeah.
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 Well, and that's okay.
Reserve,
yeah, no, I think we should. I mean, I think it would be worthwhile to put a reserve on there. So.
Okay. I'd say first choice is to see what if we can,
sure.
If the auction is a valid option. If mm-hmm. not, then we'll do it, you know,
yeah.
For
sure.
Ourselves.
Yeah, I can talk to the sheriff and see what if they have anything lined up for an auction coming up in the near future.
Yeah.
And I'll just report back to you what I find with the county auction, and we'll decide whether we go that way or whether we do the advertisement and take single bids.
Yeah.
It's my recommendation that we go with O'Daniel for the price of each vehicle at $22,096.
I need that no motion.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we accept the recommendation in reference to purchase, and again, is it three?
Three.
From O'Daniel Motors Sales, located in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for $22,096 per vehicle.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
I think it's important to the public to know that we do every effort to do business locally, but we don't have a Dodge dealer anymore, and so that's why we've had to pursue outside. And so I think it's good so the public don't mm-hmm. think that we're not trying to stay local.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
That's
very good point.
That's my only comment.
Very good point. These are going to be white?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Tim, I think you're still on. Number six, new hire.
Just to clarify, this is to like to start the process to hire a new officer, and this is to fill the void of the SRO position, which will be starting January 1. I'm sure everyone knows that Officer Peterson will take that role on in January. So we will have a void in a patrolman's spot once he does that. Typically, we start the process by I get with Rosie and she advertises in the newspaper that we're taking applications. And we take those at least for a couple weeks. And so I kind of ask him for permission that we can start the process at least to get applications in here. Our process takes us at least 10-12 weeks to get through. It's a long process, so the faster I can get a jump on getting applications in, the faster we can get a guy on. Realistically, it would be March or April before we can get somebody started anyhow. So if I can get a couple-week jump on accepting applications, I would appreciate it.
Okay. What do you think, gentlemen?
Oh, absolutely. Get a moment.
Yep. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Move forward.
Thank you.
Okay. Waiver of tap fees. Fire Chiefs Association.
Correct.
Thomas?
I'm here tonight representing the Chiefs Association, the Willie County Fire Chiefs Association. I had spoke several months ago that we are doing a fundraiser where we're building a house through Ideal Homes. The profit of that house will be divvied up amongst the fire departments to help repay the 10% cost that we paid for a communications grant that we received this past summer. As of right now, we have broke ground on that house. It's on Burke Street in Heritage Place. We broke ground on that site. I think the concrete work is either in place or becoming
You mean the pad?
Well underway. I'm sorry?
The pad? The concrete pad? Or the actual... where the house is going to be built upon?
Correct. The foundation.
Okay.
It's either being done or done at this point. We're doing this house through fundraising by getting people to donate time and labor or materials and things like that. Like the HVAC unit was all donated and the materials... for that are donated along with the labor to install it. And so with that being said, we're also inquiring if you guys would potentially waive the tap fees on that house, being the water, sewer, and electric tap fees. I do have a breakdown on those. I should have this out. I had a breakdown on those that it comes down to water is $1,000, sewer is $500, and electric is $375. So you're looking at $1,875 in tap fees.
Okay. Can you give a little bit more of examples in regards to what has been donated, or maybe some of the, I mean, just to kind of give us a better picture of the project itself.
Right. Don Langlow, through his work, donated the lot for us. The concrete work, that we're paying for the concrete, but the concrete work itself, the labor, is being donated. The materials for the frame, I'm sorry, the labor for the framing are being donated. Like I said, the HVAC unit, the roof is either being donated or the labor, at least. Most of its labor is being donated for this thing. And then Morsha's Builders Mart is reducing their rates for the materials on what materials we do have to purchase. And the concrete itself for the concrete work has been given to us at a reduced rate.
So there's a lot
it's
of
about
people
everything
in this project.
Involved on this house is being either given to us at a drastically reduced rate or donated. Ideal Homes is funding the project for us and going to hold the project costs until we sell the house, and then the profits will be divvied up through the fire departments of the county.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Obviously, it's a worthwhile project and a unique project.
Mm-hmm.
The first that's been done around here that I know of, but you know, it's another benefit to the area fire department. So this is a possibility where we could help contribute as well, and to the reduction of the or elimination of the tap fees at this point.
Do we have any restrictions of what we can do with the utility from do's and don'ts of donations? Because I thought there was some nonprofit organizations where we were requested to donate and we couldn't. Now, am I mixing something up?
Well, we have in the past said we will waive these fees but not these fees.
Right, and I'm trying to remember if it
was... But I think that was just a preference type of... correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't think there was a...
Was that a senior center or something?
I'm not sure.
We did a lot of in-kind service work to subsidize while we couldn't donate.
When we were part of the IURC, we weren't allowed to do that.
There you go.
Okay, just clarifying it.
Thank you, Mike. Right. Appreciate that.
Because I knew there was some restrictions, but that has all changed. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I have no issues.
Okay.
I just wanted to stay within the rules.
Thank you for that, Walt.
And just to let you know, this does not blindside the three department heads either. I spoke to them as well in reference to it and got a thumbs up from them to bring it to the board
Okay.
prior to.
And then, sorry.
No, I was going to say, the money that's raised from this project is going to go towards to the fire associations, but is it going to be divvied up between the townships, or I guess what's the intent of the fundraiser?
The money that is raised from the profit of this house once it's sold will be divvied up amongst the county fire departments and given back to the communities who gave towards the communications grant for the 10% match. So we'll be able to repay this, for our sake, the city's portion of that 10% match that we paid.
Okay.
So we do get the money back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who does is Ideal the one that's going to sell it and collect the money and then give it back to you guys? Or
there is a realtor who has volunteered to do the sale of the house.
Okay. I was just curious.
Actually, we've got a couple of them that have volunteered, and I don't think there's been a selection yet on who's doing that, to my knowledge.
But I'm assuming the house will be sold at market value, and then from
the
there.
Profits.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
We're trying to hold the cost of the house down as low as possible so that there's a larger
profit. So your margin is, yep. Okay. Any other questions? That was what I was going to ask. Okay. Then I will make a motion that we waive the tap fees for this house on behalf of the Fire Chiefs Association.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any further discussion or question? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Before we get to bills, we have a notice to proceed ahead of us or in front of us. Rosie, do you or Mike?
Yeah, Mike can go ahead and do it if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, we just need to get the notice to proceed for the boring jobs on Eagle Bend Line to H&G Underground Utilities so they can get started.
Okay. All the contracts and everything has been presented and signed. And
mm-hmm. This is just, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's what this is. Okay.
You need a motion?
Yes, please.
Is there a reference number to this, Rosie? Or?
Engineer project number up here.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Yep. If you can read those numbers.
Make a motion that we proceed with project number 1361-5135, located at the Eagle Glen Water Main Loop.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Do you have an original for that, Rosie?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I know. Just
sign one of these? Okay. 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 I'll do that here in a moment. Okay. Bills. Everyone get a chance to take a look at the bills.
There is two in there because we had to run the fire on two ahead of time because they had theirs doing Saturday night, so you have to approve two of them. The first one's for $23,049.99. Mm-hmm. It may be at the end.
There's two separate.
Well, you want to do the volunteer fire department one?
Right.
Okay.
This is the contractual agreement that we have with the fire department for fire protection, and this is how they divvy it up among themselves. I make a motion that we approve the bills for the volunteer fire department for 2013 for the amount of $23,049.99.
Okay. I'll second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up are the bills, the other bills, regular bills.
Make a motion to repay the bills in the amount of $787,513.70.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I do have a question, Mayor.
Yes.
Reading the last minutes, there was discussion on our PVC.
Yes.
All right, is that still tabled, not tabled, but under review? Or?
Well, it is still under review. I asked actually Rosie that same question, and Mr. Langlo couldn't be at any of the December meetings, so we're going to push that into January, but we will have a discussion at that point. But I did want to make sure that the three of us and Mike and Mr. Langlo or whoever would be here all for that discussion to really kind of hammer home with that. So.
Well, I see there's ductile piping out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that's...
Yeah, I think what he's looking at is...
He's looking for Lincoln Point.
Lincoln Point is what
Lincoln
he's looking
Point.
For, yeah.
Okay, to expand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay. Any other questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Mike.
W.J. Carey came and got the footage poured for the new storage building. And then the last 2 days, they've been bringing in the forms to get ready to start pouring the walls. We turned a new service on over on Archer Court, and we had 20 shutoffs on disconnect day. And we were spent a couple days out clearing the easement out there in the Eagle Glen to get ready for that. And also spent some time updating the hydrant information on the GIS system.
Questions to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Terry.
Had a meeting today with Sean and Mark out at the park. Talked with Butch about trying to figure out our camera problem out there with Lightning Alley. So we think maybe we'd come up with a solution out there. So hopefully we'll get that done next month or so and get those cameras back up. That's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Questions of Terry. Thank you, Terry. Tom.
For the last 1,525,163 years, we've gave candy away at the courthouse on Christmas Eve. A 1 pound bag of candy to any kid that comes through the north door, and they get an orange bag of candy and they get to see Santa. So, anybody that's interested, please show up Christmas Eve, 6 days.
Should be noted that last year there was a child that went through that looked extraordinarily like me. From what I heard and from pictures I saw.
I think those were forwarded to you, weren't they?
They were more than forwarded to me. Questions of Tom. Thank you, Tom. Tim.
This week we're working on the end of year evaluations, myself and the supervisors. Tomorrow we have a command staff meeting scheduled. For this weekend we have EVO training that is scheduled. Although we are watching the weather, we may get some snow Saturday morning. So our emergency vehicles operation course may not work too well if we get much snow. So we'll keep an eye on the weather, and we may have to cancel and reschedule that. Sergeant interviews will be Thursday evening for the new sergeant spot. We have a trainers meeting scheduled for Monday to work on the 2014 training schedule. Officer Peterson is on day shift, kind of getting things ready for the SRO position. He's working on PowerPoints, getting his workspace ready, and things like that. So he's going to be a go on January 2nd, just getting things lined up for that. And in about 15 minutes, patrolling for presence starts. So we have about 10 officers that will be at Walmart, and there's 21 children that have been selected to be involved in this program tonight. And Officer John Stoffel has been a great. He's kind of spearheaded this. He got a grant for $1,000 from Walmart, and also received a lot of donations from local businesses. And so, we're excited about it. There'll be 21 kids. They each get a $100 gift card tonight to go around Walmart and buy some things for Christmas. So it'll be exciting.
Can you say which officers are going to be going? Don't mean to put you on the spot, but.
There's a list over in the squadron.
Okay.
Okay. I can name a few, but I'm not sure I can name every single one of them.
Okay. Any questions of Tim?
Yeah, I can't remember all of them.
Thanks, Tim. Jeff.
Last week I had the privilege of being one of three that were judges. Is there as much
hot
feedback?
Yeah,
up there?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There's a good ring.
Is there something?
At least you'll be able to hear me.
Yeah,
I can hear you now.
Still doing.
Anyway, last week I was one of three judges for the Future Cities competition at the Indian Springs Middle School 7th grade level. The other two judges were Brandon Forrester and Dave Sewell. And you might remember last year, we had invited the winning team up here to present because their focus was on stormwater. Mm-hmm. What I found is that this, I had a little bit more understanding this year, obviously, but it's based off of SimCity, if you've ever played that computerized game. And it's designing a city 150 years into the future. And it's with everything, all the infrastructure, all, you know, the amenities, the flora, everything. So there was six teams, and this year's focus was on transportation. And it was just, it was amazing what some of these kids can, you know, have such creative minds at that stage. So Matt Taylor was the social studies teacher that had asked us, said that he would keep us in the loop for future years. And we ended up selecting three from our group, and then there was also an essay that would be judged or graded. And then the winning entry or two would go to regional competition at IPFW. Met with DLZ representatives this week on the kickoff for the green roof study for City Hall here and the fire station roof. The mayor and I have talked about this, and what we're looking for is an opportunity to really do several things. But first of all, reduce runoff during rain events into our collection system, which is a combined system down here in the downtown area. Also, it would reduce our footprint, carbon footprint, and it would also kind of get the word out of sustainability to our community. And so that study is now officially kicked off. The guys came down, looked at the roofs, and Rosie's going to be getting me some additional information, or look for it anyway, if we can find it. So keep you updated on that. I represented the mayor's office and the utilities earlier this week at a meeting for the Rail Connect Shell building. If you haven't been out there, it's coming right along. It should be ready by about April of this next year, and as ready as it'll be. They don't want to completely finish it because that way it's flexible enough that depending on who the eventual tenant is, they can modify it to their needs. But primarily brainstorming about the best way to market it and get it filled, and a lot of good ideas came out of that. I hope you got the packet of information. I threw it in your mailbox. And last but not least, I'll be starting on my employee evaluations tomorrow for my department as well.
And finishing?
Question, but yeah.
I hope to finish it tomorrow, too.
I think I'm starting to turn into a tree hunter a little bit. Sean?
As Mike said, we had disconnects last week. We had, I believe, just under 80 disconnects. We started our tree removal, so you should have been notified. If you have a tree on the list that's coming down, you should have been notified. You should be aware that we are going to be around. I will add that we do remove the tree. We do remove the stump from the yard. It may take us a while to get the wood loaded and taken away, but as we move along, we try to move on a weekly basis and get all the logs and things out of the yard as quickly as we can. So that'll take us, we'll be doing that for at least a month, I would say, and thanks to Kelly and kind of a joint project with the street department. We had a bad underground out on Summit Drive in the trailer court out there. The wire, unfortunately, is underneath the trailer. So we had a gentleman for 8 straight hours digging by hand, tunneling to the bad spot in the wire, which is 4 feet underneath the trailer, 4 feet deep. So did finally get through it. Got it repaired. Be buttoning that job up tomorrow. I myself am working on employee evaluations. Hopefully have that done this week. Also working with Marcia and Beth in HR to update the job descriptions for the upcoming groundsperson position that we will be posting in the near future. Once we get that totally buttoned up, we'll move forward with posting and hiring our two new guys. We also did more pole inspections last week with the GIS system. It's system's working really well. We can really track the condition of these poles and how, you know, what kind of maintenance we might need to do to them, and pole attachments and things like that. That's going to be great in the future once we get everything on there. So that's pretty much it. Electric department this week.
Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Kelly?
We had a couple guys in Sunday for slick roads. Looks like we might be getting some snow possibly tonight and into tomorrow, maybe an inch or so, what they're saying. So kind of play that by ear. But we did get through all of our plows and boxes with the mechanic, and we should be good to go on everything. We did clean the leaf machine up and put it away, and we're going to draw the line, I guess, this week. Hopefully, if it's not snowing tomorrow, we're going to try to get through the town and tomorrow in a day. There's a few piles of people keep breaking leaves out, so we're going to try to get through that and get it done. And then as far as limb pickup, all I can say is hopefully before the end of the month we can get through the town and pick up the limbs that are laying out. Then we found while we were doing some televides, and we found a buried manhole that was dug up, had a new casting put on, and patched, so we can access that manhole now. And as Sean mentioned, we got guys that are going to be helping them with tree removal. And if the weather's really cold the next few days, we may spend some time with the guys going over the tough book and getting to know it, and applications for putting signs on, and just getting to know that a little better.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Mark?
Earlier this week, we cleaned the greenway, did some plowing, cleaned the handicap curbs uptown just during that ice and snow we had. We also painted some signs in outside parks, took them down, and made them look a little bit better. And we're also painting trim inside of our pavilion. Of course, we had help. Community service guy helped us with that as well. I want to thank everyone that was a part of the whole sledding issue, city councilmen that were here, and also Marcia for being here that night. That was nice to have her here, and I know the park board really appreciated that. But we're ready to sled down there. The bales are out. They're attached, so they should not be easily moved. Of course, when it gets covered with snow, it'll be a little bit less of tempting, I think, than it is right now.
Is there snow on the hill right now?
No. The father-daughter dance tickets go on sale January 2nd. I've been getting asked about that a lot. So I'm sure that once the 2nd comes, it'll be an onslaught for those. So they can just come to the park and get those. Mm-hmm. And then this week, hopefully by the end of the week, I'll have my evaluations done.
What's the mark? Thank you, Mark. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
No.
Walter? I don't have anything, I don't believe.
Next meeting?
Next meeting, sure. Next meeting will be on the 30th, 5:15. So between now and then, have a Merry Christmas. Am I allowed to say that in a government setting? Sorry.
I won't tell.
You have anything else? Media.
No.
Okay, then we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.